Let's learn with Priyanka Didi.
Good morning, Priyanka Didi.
Good morning, kids. How are all of you doing today?
We are good, Didi.
We are ready to listen a new story.
Oh, I see. Looks like you guys are really enjoying this session. Great. I will tell you the story of the elephant and the clever rabbit today.
Yay!
Once upon a time, in a dense forest, there lived a herd of elephants. That year, it didn't rain at all. And all the lakes and the ponds of the forest dried up. The elephants didn't have any water to drink. Finally, the elephants cried before their king and told him that they don't have any water. Their babies are on the verge of dying and they should search for a new place to live where there's a lot of water. The king elephant thought for a while and said he knows of one such place where there is a lot of water. So the herd of elephants decided to start moving towards that place. After walking for 5 days and 5 nights, they finally arrived at that place. The place had a huge lake that was filled with water. And there were several burrows around the lake where a group of rabbits used to live. When the elephants saw so much water, they got extremely happy. They started dancing in the water. But because of their dancing and jumping, the rabbits' burrows broke. Several rabbits were injured due to their burrows breaking and many of them died. The poor tiny rabbits couldn't even fight the elephants. They ran away from there to save their lives. Later, the rabbits gathered together and wondered how to save themselves from the terror of these elephants. And amongst these rabbits, there was a clever rabbit. He was known for being quick-witted and clever. The clever rabbit was extremely sad because he lost a lot of his friends and family due to the havoc created by the elephants. The leader of the rabbits said, "Friends, there is a scarcity of water everywhere. That's why the elephants have come here. We will have to think of a way to save ourselves. We can't fight these elephants. So perhaps we will have to leave our home behind and run." Listening to this, the clever rabbit said, "We won't go anywhere. This is our home. I have an idea." And he told the idea to all his rabbit friends. So as per the plan, the clever rabbit sat on top of the mountain that was on the way that the elephants took to go to the lake. After a while, the herd of elephants crossed that path. The rabbit screamed and said, "You evil elephants! I will stop you from going to that lake! This lake belongs to the moon god!" Hey kids, come on, let's take a short break. I'm going to give you a coloring activity. Just color these animals and I will be right back.